Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
So this is like a short-term question, not like a rest of my life question. So for this particular question and the time period in which it applies, I can't hire anybody to help me do this stuff. So I'm just like getting in front of that solution. How do you stay motivated during really high effort periods?
Like, are you asking me how I stay motivated, or are you asking me how to stay motivated?
It's just like, how does one, I guess, especially on an entrepreneurial journey, stay motivated during really high effort periods?
It's so many reasons. Usually it's like, what are you going for? Why is it important? Those two things before you get to how, because that's like purpose, right? Being anchored in that is like really important.
Yeah, I lose that.
So write it and put it on the wall.
It doesn't. There's like a point of effort, a point of like exhaustion where like it just doesn't mean anything anymore. And I could be like, well, I used to want these things, but now I like don't give any about any of the things I've ever wanted. I just don't want to work this hard anymore.
So like, but are you saying like that happens like in the middle of like a launch or whatever?
Yeah, like I need to still be in high effort for the next, at least month. But after the first 2 days of this week, I'm just like,
what I've done in the past is like, I'll literally quit for like 30 minutes. I'm like, I quit my business, this shit, I'm quit, I'm done. And like, I give myself permission to feel like I quit. Also like there have been times where like I get to like the end of the day, I'm like, there's so many more things to do. And I just like, I'm to do it tomorrow. And I'm just too tired. I need to zone out. It's being okay with things being undone and not being done perfect. Right. Like it's impossible. Like, okay. Like, I'm simultaneously in a launch right now and taking Business Mastery because it's live with Tony Robbins right now. So I'm leading this call and other calls, launching and taking a seminar. Okay. All at the same time. Mm-hmm. And Tony said something like yesterday, and I think I probably heard him say it before, but it was an awesome moment for me, a realization. He talks about problems, right? In business. And he's like, we all have problems. And then what happens is you have a problem and then you have to make a change to solve the problem. Right. And he goes, what does that change create? And it's a new problem. And he goes, and the faster you grow and the more change you make, you're actually accelerating the number. You're creating more and more problems for yourself. And I was like, I just had this moment of like, that explains so much. Right. Like, I probably heard him say it a thousand times, but for whatever reason, it landed in this whole new way. And so it's also the context, right? So like, I think I've hit thresholds in my business where I'm just like, there's too many problems, right? Translation, you're scaling, right? And also like, they're normal for like where I am in business, like the types of problems that I'm experiencing. And that's always been true, right? And so I think also just finding the context of like, what is this? Right. And it's like, if you want less problems, then don't grow. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. It totally makes sense. I'm just trying to figure out like how to get like an injection of motivation in the next, like for the next 7 days, starting immediately. so that I can, like, I feel like I got all this stuff set up, and it was way more work than I anticipated for this event. And now I'm like out of promotional energy, and I still need to like show up and promote it.
Yeah. So
like, how can I guess, in the short term, how can I just be like,
I mean, the stuff that I do for that type of thing is like, at night, I like double up on like my magnesium. I double up on my glutamine. I double up on my tyrosine. I double up on like my melatonin. Like I double up on a lot of that stuff. Like, and like definitely like mega dosing magnesium, and definitely mega dosing vitamin C, and definitely like taking a lot of like omega-3s. With lipase, because lipase is a digestive enzyme for fats, so you don't get like disaster pants, right? Because mm-hmm. Right, so definitely doing those things, and then, you know, like I drink my Zoa, right? I have coffee sometimes. Like there's just things that I do to do that. Lately, like for this like launch period that I'm in, there's a product, and I'm hesitant to recommend it, but it's a kava product. Mm-hmm. But I took a very small amount because it's called Feel Free or Finally Free or something like that. And like kava is illegal in certain states. But like, I remember one time a friend of mine gave me this bottle and they were like, you should just have like a sip. And whenever someone says that to me, you know me, I went to drink the whole thing. I was lit up like I was on an Adderall high or something. Like it was insane. So now I just take like a little tiny sip, right? And it's like a nice little cognitive booster in the morning. Walking, physical movement is super important, right? So like sleeping in a cold environment, like those are all things I do to really jack up my energy, right? But like when I'm like super like outputting energy, magnesium, megadose, vitamin C megadose, hydration, I'm doing like I said, the omegas with lipase, like all that stuff, just make sure that like my minerals are not being depleted, trying to get as best good sleep as I can. And then I will like, you know, get into some, you know, oh, also I do like, I have a pre-workout that I take also, right? And so I do boost, and I have a specific, my relationship to caffeine is like, it can put me to sleep sometimes. So like I can take caffeine at 8 o'clock at night and it doesn't bother me. But like, there's one pre-workout that I take sometimes. I'm just like, hello, what's up people? It makes me go. So like, there are times for that, but that's not my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. And then I create space afterwards to kind of rest and come back from it. Because like the last thing you want to do is be like tweaked out and spun. Like that's, you don't want to be spun out. Mm-mm. But there's a time and place for it. You know, yeah. Dave Asprey even recommends like nicotine sprays. Because what's bad about cigarettes isn't the actual nicotine, it's the carcinogens. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like, those are all different things that can give you boosts, but they're not like like way better to have like a team. But you're talking short term, so
yeah. I knew that was gonna come.
Like, 6 months from now, it's all like nicotine spray, kava drink, Adderall prescription, I'm 7-figure business by myself.
That could happen.
Like Wolf of Wall Street shit. Like I'm just imagining like the scene. I don't know if you've seen it, when he's like trying to get in the car, he's off on barbiturates and he just can't get out. He's just trying to get to the car. That's like 6 months. Cancel universe. But you know, like that is not the short term answer. What? No, I'm not advocating drug use in that way. But what I'm saying is that like there are ways in which you can alter your chemistry in the short term. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, when I'm in Claim Your Power Live, I did stuff like that, I did the same thing. You know, or retreats or whatever, it's big energy output. I'm also eating more food, healthier food, easy food that's easier to digest, right? Because it's less energy and stuff like that. So the energy management is real, and movement's important too.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually super useful. Like I'm realizing as you're talking, it's probably not the tech hours. It's probably that I don't remember to eat some of the days, and
yeah, so you're not
all my supplements ran out, and I've been getting up early, but I haven't started going to bed early. So, yeah,
so you gotta keep fueling.
Things around that.
Keep fueling.
Yeah. Okay. I can do
that. And like, you know, stimulants, whatever, like just be careful.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a wide variety of like and Adderall choices that I can do in the daytime, but
yeah, I'm not recommending any methamphetamines. I'm just saying that, yeah. You know. No,
that's not where I was going with that. I wasn't going into the life.
I feel like I'm on the last season of Breaking Bad right now, so I have methamphetamine on the brain at the moment, which is actually just blue sugar that they whatever. Anyway, but like have your self care, like launches. You got to have your self care routine like on point.
Okay, cool. See, that was quick.
Not too bad. Awesome. Great job. Can't wait to see what happens.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, would very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.